Right.
Any day of the 2 week, Sunday night, I'll be Yossi Hall.
Okay, so the Rosh Shulchan Aruch says that we start discussing Hilchos Pesach 30 days before Purim. If you look in the Gemara, in Pesachim, 30 days before Pesach, the Gemara says that Rav Shimon ben Gamliel held that you only start from Chodesh Nisan. So now, at least the Kuli Alma, even Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, he starts off Rai Yochel, eh? Rav Shimon Gamliel says that it's enough Shtei Shabbos, actually, Lashon Gemara daf Vav. Yeah, Kedetanya, the Shtei Braisa, Shoyalim Vadoishim, but for Hilchos Pesach, Kuidam Apesach Shleishim Yoim. That's how we pass him. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Oima Shtei Shabbos, 2 Shabbos is enough time to learn all the halachas. So this is 2 weeks mamash to the day, so I think we're ready to go. It's interesting that the Gemara tells us in Rosh Hashanah, in Yodalaf, the Gemara says, in Nisan, Chodesh Nisan Nigalu, we had the zechus to have the Geula. Over Nisan, Asidin Lehigoyah. And when it comes to Nisan, we will have the Geula in Chodesh Nisan. So Chodesh Nisan is very masugal for it. So, Reb Shimon Schwab, he himself asked the Chofetz Chaim. He said he didn't understand. The Gemara is saying that Ben Nisan Asidin Lehigoyah, that we're going to have the Geula. Our Geula is going to be in Nisan. How does that stim with that which we say, B'cholim Achakele Sheyovoy? We say in one of the Yud Gimel Ikrim, that it can come any day. We actually daven 3 times a day. You see, what do we say in Esamach Tovet Avlecha? We have Tzipir Yeshua is every day. So how does that stim with the Gemara? The Gemara Rosh Hashanah says that Ben Nisan, we had the Gola, and we're going to have the Gola Nisan. Right? So. Oh, that could be the Achishana. The Chofetz Chaim answered. He said, the Chofetz Chaim said, when it comes to. During the year, it can come. But when it comes to Nisan, there's an extra skula for it coming. It's like a sofaka shokul. It seriously might come. Like when it comes to Nisan, it's much more of a segula for it to come. It's good to know that. It sometimes bothers me. This belief that we have to think that it might come. What do we need that for? When it comes, it comes. Why do we need to believe that? Why do we need to believe that? Believe it's going to come, that it can come any day, and think about it the whole time. Why should we have to think about such a thing? One of the 3 questions that we get asked is Tzipisol Yeshua, is that did he wait for Mashiach? Okay, so the answer would be yes, because we davened and tefillah and we think about it. But what's it going to help? I mean, if let's say you have 2 people, one person thinks about it and he has kavana during Yisamach, he has kavana during Vishlai Mircha, and he thinks about it, yeah? Another person doesn't think, from year to year, doesn't think about Mashiach. Chavetz Chaim says, he brings a medrash in Eicha that says that wanting it, once you didn't want the Mashiach to come, that's a sibba for it to come. He says the story with the Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi was living in Varsha. So they wanted the Beis Halevi to be a Rav and Brisk. So how to get the Beis Halevi to be a Rav and Brisk? So they sent him messengers to say, we want you to be a Rav and Brisk. He turned it down. He wasn't really interested in being a Rav and Brisk. He turned it down. They sent him another letter. And they wrote there, he said, there's 30,000 people in Brisk which are waiting for you. And he told his wife, he's packed his bags and he's going. He said, whether he wants it or not, that's not irrelevant. But if 30,000 people wanted to be Rav in Brisk, then he's going. So Chofetz Chaim said the same with Mashiach. That if Mashiach knew that there's so many people that want him to come, that's a sibah for him to come. That's what the Chofetz Chaim used to say. He brought a medrash, actually a very nice medrash. The medrash says that b'shas the churban habayis, when there was a churban, Yitzchak Avinu said to Hashem, he said, Shema in Chazor lebonim. Do you think maybe Klal Yisrael are not going to go back to Eretz Yisrael? So says the Kodesh Baruch Hu, don't say that. Yesh toy, there is a generation that it will be metzapa lemalchusi, that will want my malchus. Miyad heim nigolim, straight away they'll be redeemed. Shnema v'yesh tikvah l'achrisach no Hashem. Because then it says the Chofetz Chaim, from here you see sheretzoyin Hashem yisborach, Hashem wants that shemechaka lemalchusi b'chol eis. I'm only saying this again, it's one of the big inyonim which are part of Amunah, and at least when we come to the brachas, which we say 3 times a day, we say 2 brachas, v'nishlayim mirucha, and a semach, every extra kavana is a big chizik, v'nissan, Nigalo, we had the Geula in Nisan, and Ben Nisan Asi Negalis. Okay, so now it comes to we're going to get there. We're very geschmack now. Let's go straight for it. Shchodesh Nisan, we've got a few things on the horizon. Number one is Birkas Eilonis. Birkas Eilonis is a brocha that we make a brocha. We make the Anusach a brocha, right? And the question is, does it have to be how many trees? Firstly, what type of tree is talking about? A fruit tree. When you see a fruit tree that starts blossoming, that's when the person can make a brocha. The question is, the number one is it dafke in Nisan? They say it's lav dafke in Nisan. It could be before. It could be a bit after. As long as he's seeing, it's bimei Nisan. Reb Chaim Kanevsky said, look at Lashon HaGemara. It says bimei Nisan, then you make that brocha. In fact, if you go to Australia, you'll see that it starts blossoming. The trees start blossoming, not now, in Tishri, right? You go there for Rosh Hashanah. Imagine you go to Australia for Rosh Hashanah, and you start seeing the trees blossoming. You go ahead and make a bracha then. It's lav dafke nisan. It's just the time where the trees start blossoming. So it's lav dafke nisan. Api kabbalah, they make sure to get it in nisan. That's api kabbalah. You know, api kabbalah is a great sinyonim with these brachas. In fact, the chidor writes, which the Kavach Chaim says, you should have a lot of kavanah, because this is mesakin neshamas, which come down as a gilgal in the woods of the sodeh and the grass of the sodeh bismanazev. Yivakish aleim rachamim. Api kabbalah, there's a lot to do, but api alocha. You can do it any time before Nisan. It's not limited to Nisan. What about Shabbos? Can you make the bracha on Shabbos? So really, strictly speaking, you can. It's only, again, al pikabola, interesting. We mentioned before the Kafa Chaim. You know what the Kafa Chaim writes? Why shouldn't you say the bracha on trees on Shabbos? Because when you make the bracha, you are being mevara the nitzotzeis. Can you imagine? Mevara nitzotzei hakadusha. You're separating nitzotzei hakadusha, and you're over the isav boira. Can you believe? Okay, the olim are not so keen about this kapachaim. Again, strict halacha, you can do it on Shabbos. They say don't dafka do it on Shabbos azoi. Lemoshel, when it gets to your struggle, if you know that you don't do it on Shabbos, you're not going to do it. Lemoshel, b'shlim zaman oibach, he got a bit late in the year once, and he actually said the bracha on Shabbos, because it's not api aloch, it's fine. It's just api kabbalah not to do on Shabbos, but it's fine. In fact, Shlomo Zalman once said he was very happy that he never missed making a bracha on the Eilonis. He said, "Miyom my Baruch Hashem, from when I was bar mitzvah, I never missed out on making the bracha on the Eilonis." Again, it lasted was a bit of a struggle. Actually, it was the beginning of the corona, and we weren't able to go. The tree still blossomed, right? The corona didn't affect the trees. So the question was, no, but people had the question, you couldn't go into someone else's front garden. Typically, people have these trees in the back gardens and the front gardens, you couldn't really go in there. So people wanted to know, can they drive past the tree which is blossoming and make a bracha on that? Wow. Can you see it sitting down? So make it, and you can make a bracha sitting down. Can you make the bracha if you're only seeing it through the window? Some brachas you can't see. Yes, you can. So all these things, all these things are fine. But Laila, in fact, just before, I tried to go to someone's back garden, and it was locked, maybe corona. And even when I was there, I couldn't see it. So Laila is okay. You just have to be able to see the blossoming. I couldn't see it, so I have to wait for tomorrow morning. As again, as a Laila's reason why I'm giving the mitzvahs, it's because I'm not to be mevatel in this special mitzvah. It's because I have to do it now, because that's the definition of laziness. You know, why do it today if I can do it tomorrow? That's the issue, right? If I can't, you have to do it tomorrow because we can do it tomorrow. The Ali Rabba says that the pasuk states, "Re'ei re'ach pani, kere'ach hasode asher berach Hashem." Does it ring a bell? This pasuk, Yitzchok Avinu said, "Re'ei re'ach pani, the smell of my son is kere'ach hasode asher berach Hashem v'yitzinacha." So the Ali Rabba says, if a person is makpa to make the brocha on the sode, then he will be zeicha to all the brochas of v'yitzinacha. Okay, so that's enough said when we get to the Birchas Ilanus that to chaperan. We've got another thing up on the agenda, which is regarding the tachnun. Obviously, we don't say tachnun so we don't say tachnun chodesh Nisan. And some people, they don't go to Beis HaKvoros stam on chodesh Nisan. But a lot of people have the shaila where the yacht site, especially this year, last year, there were deaths from the corona. And typically, a person would usually do a komasa matzeva. There's a lot of people. So what would be for Akoma Samatseva? Interesting, Mechus Yitzchak's got a tshuva to say not to do Akoma Samatseva. Usually we do Akoma Samatseva. A lot of people do it by the outside. So the question is, can it be done on Chodesh Nisan? This is a classical shayla. Chodesh Nisan. So the question is, can you do that? So the Mechassius has got a tshuva to avoid it. Why? Because.
It's on the
day. Well, last day, 2 years ago. Oh yeah, is that they did it already?
Yeah.
They did it early, specially for this. Begishma. As we state, some taka make sure to do it before Chodesh Nisan. But what's the reason why should we avoid Nisan Lechatchila? Because, not because you can't stick up a matzeva, it's because you can't do hesped. There's an issa hesped during Chodesh Nisan. So, because there used to be a noyagim to read that kind of matzeva or to make a isik out of it and it'll come late, they hesped, then it's a problem. But really, if a person principally knows he's going to go there and he's going to pass and put the matzeva and come home, that's okay. Okay, to do my cosmos save is fine, as long as you make sure it's not going to come to the hesped. So that's an interesting point when you get to, again, I think it's unfortunately very negated this month, that will be negated to our cosmos save.
Why do you go to Islam?
Ah, that you find chilukah there. Some people do if it's kivriyat tzadikim. Right, so really it's not really, you know, because there is a Gesha Chaim that says Kuloi Nisan's Kuloi Kodesh, should we avoid it altogether? So yes, if it's Kiryat Tzadikim, you can imagine if it's Ma'ira, Lavovis, that's fine and all that. But the real Issa's only Hesped, so really as long as you're avoiding Hesped, that's fine. Then you've got the Shaila of Kiryas HaNasiyim, which is the first few days of Chodesh Nisan. We have to be grateful, some people also call it like this, we can't talk like this, but you have to be grateful for the Nasiyim that they saved, they were the one that caused not to say Tachanun the entire Chodesh. What's the reason why we don't say Tachanun the first few days? Because it's like Kriyas HaNasiyim. The Nasiyim brought out their Korbanos. Okay, that explains only the beginning. But why should the whole Chodesh not do it? Okay, Pesach. But the Loshon HaPosukim is, once we don't say Tachanun for Roi the Chodesh, Rubik Kekulei, we say don't say the Gansim. What tipped it up? It was the Nasiyim. So the Nasiyim, by then bringing Korbanos, it was Yom Tov Shalahem, and we don't say Tachanun, we don't say, because of the Nasiyim, we don't say Tachanun the whole Chodesh. Okay, so then we have, you should know, when we read the Nasiyim, anyone read the Nasiyim this morning, they took out Sefer Torah, or they stum read it? Anyone took out Sefer Torah? Were you at a minyan where this morning they take out Sefer Torah for the Nasiyim? So yes, you'll see the Hasidim, more by the Hasidim, Sha'ilim, they take out, the Talmidei Baal Shem Tov, they took out Sefer Torah especially, because they held there's no real issues to take out Sefer Torah, even if you're not going to make a brocha. However, the Ashkenaz, the litter, minig litter, is not to take out Sefer Torah, rather to just read in themselves and be yotza with that.
I found him this morning.
Go on, Rishi. What do you find? Go on.
He went to the culture centre.
Right.
He told me that
he took
that. He read the Nasiyim from the Chumash.
Very good. Very good. There you go. You got Eidos over here. They took out Eidos from the Shkoch Meshi. That's very good, Eidos. It took him from the Chodesh. You'll see a taka that split. Okay, let's get moving. So now we've got already next week. Is it going to be next week? We already spoke about Friday. Friday, interesting, you wake up Friday and there's an inyan to burn the chametz. Although you can eat chametz the whole day, there's an inyan to burn the chametz to make sure all the chametz is gone before Sof Zman, Srefa. Although you can eat chametz the whole day, because it shouldn't get mixed up between other years, that's what we discussed already. Okay, now let's get back into it. Shabbos, next Shabbos, we have to get rid of the chametz. So next Shabbos, we will be having the meal really early, we'll be getting up really early and having the first meal. Some people will split up the meals, right? Some people will split up the meals to try and get the chumrah, to try and get the chumrah of the ra'im. The shittas the ra'im is that you can be yotz and sudah shlishes before chatzos, right? And therefore you should split up the two meals in order to get two meals and be yotz the second meal for sudah shlishes. But really, before chatzos, really, every week that we have Suda Shlishes, you can't be yotza that mitzvah Suda Shlishes before Chatzos. You have to have it after Chatzos. So says the Rama, this year, next week, we're going to have to be mekayim it, not with bread, not with matzah, because you can't have matzah. You're going to have to be mekayim it with a piece of fish, or with a piece of meat. There's no other way of doing it. But the Mogan of Ram adds to it and says, hang on a second, there's a shit of the Ra'im that holds you can be yotza Suda Shlishes before Chatzos. So in this case, you would be able to split up the meal even before the Sof Zman Achila. You'd be able to split it up and have one meal for the second meal of Shabbos and another meal for Sudah Shlishes. But it's only a Chumrah. Really, if I ask you next week, how are you going to be Mekayim the Sudah Shlishes Me'ikar Adin? With what are you going to be Mekayim? What's the answer to that?
2 o'clock.
It's 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock after Mincha that you're going to have your piece of fish and your piece of meat. That is the Ikar way of being Mekayim Sudah Shlishes. Because we can't be mekayim it before chatzos. Before chatzos, you can't have sudah shlishes meikadin. Therefore, that is the real time to have sudah shlishes. So make sure next week that we all have a piece of fish, a piece of meat, to be yotzer with that, the siddur shlishis. There's epis of chumrah to double wash in the morning to get epis of chushita the whole day. That's also considered siddur shlishis. But no means if a person only has that, he can't pass himself from later on having a piece of meat or a piece of fish. You're going to say anyway he has anyway. But a person partially needs kavana. We already mentioned this, he needs kavana. It comes to Shabbos afternoon. Shabbos morning, 9:27 is the first man of Sof Siman Achila, and it comes an hour later, though, it comes Sof Siman Bir, you've got to get rid of it all, so then you've got to make sure to put it down the toilet, flash a chain, and you got rid of all the chomets, that's fine. Okay, now, there was a bit of a deal about the bins, because, you know, sometimes you have real chomets in the bin, and really, it's interesting, a person comes into a Pesach, and you can have sometimes biscuits inside the bin, the bin's outside. Outside in your garden, you've got bins, and inside you can have a pack of bisli maybe. So what do you do with that? There was some poskim that held, Mechasitzkot held, you should pull some bleach inside the bags. That can prove to be a bit difficult. Reb Heimlich Shlita's got a shuv on this, and he wants to claim that that in such a case, firstly, there's two tsurufim. Number one is that the bins belong to the council. If you look at every bin over here, it says Salford City Council. So the actual bin belongs to the council. So it's in their rishus, really. And number two is that, really, once you've been mevatel all your chomets, so what's the problem? We always say it's not enough for the bittul, you have to get rid of it. But what's the reason why you have to get rid of it? It's because maybe you're going to want it and have a cheshik for it. Yeah. If it's already in the bin, you're not going to have a cheshik for it. So it's a chiddush, it's already b'seil ha-chokhmah writes this chiddush. And therefore, so there's already a mockum. If a person finds it hard to start taking bleach and pouring it onto his chomets, and he knows he's got chomets in his bin, he's already yesh ha-milismich, is not much of an issue. So there's a mile usually to put it outside in the street. There's a mile in doing that because then it's not in your rishus as well. So either of those points will help. Number one is you pour bleach on it or you take it outside.
Bleach means stuff onto the food.
Yeah, so it's difficult. It's very difficult. That's what Heimlich mentioned, that the eights of the mechasitzel to pour bleach on it can prove to be difficult if you got loads of biscuits. Oh, so if there's a bin, now the bin collection usually works for normal Erev Pesach. Let's say this time you can have a bin collection, let's say it comes Friday morning, you've still got a whole day of Friday and a whole day and a half a day of Shabbos that you'll be eating chametz, so you never know what you're left with. Okay, so yesh, okay. Now, so Kol Chamira this year is once on Thursday night by Bedika, and the second time is not Friday when you're busy burning stuff, it's when you throw things in the toilet, which is Shabbos morning, about 10:30 something, I don't know, late tens, yeah? That's the time that you do the second Kol Chamira, okay? And really, ideally, the women should also say it, or at least they should know about that should also be part of it. Okay, next one. Sleeping, okay? So now, Shabbos afternoon, we all like to be machmir for the shitta of the Arizal, yeah? So make sure to sleep 3 hours Shabbos afternoon, yeah? You know what the Shabbat Shiva writes about that Arizal, what does he say? He says, alavai, that we should be makbid in all the other results. He says that a lot of people try to sleep 3 hours in the afternoon. So it's a maida to sleep Shabbos afternoon because it's tamazay, it's an oinik for a person. Besides for that, people would want to sleep in order to have koichos for the Seder. In fact, the Maharil writes that the children and the parents should go to sleep Erev Pesach in order to have koichos. Not like we said by Sukkos, we mentioned the Trumas Adeshen, he wouldn't go to sleep Erev Sukkos. Why? Why didn't he go to sleep Erev Sukkos? In order to have to sleep, let's say Avoin, because of the sleeping Leil Sukkos is a mitzvah. So you want it just like eating is Shabbat Tavon, sleeping is Shabbat Tavon. So you never used to sleep. But Erev Pesach is different. The mind is to sleep in order to get the koyches. So the shaila is that achona? Now I'm able to. I'm only sleeping now. Let's say you don't usually sleep Shabbos afternoon, or you only sleep for half an hour. Now you want to have an hour chrot because tonight you want to have the koyches. That's okay. So long you don't say clearly, you shouldn't say you need to sleep. Because, you know, I think it's quite something that's quite comes out the tongue quite quickly. You say, you need to go to sleep. You say, tell a child, you know, you need to go to sleep, because otherwise you need to have koichos for tonight. I think it's quite a standard line. That can prove to be an issue. Mishra says, you can't say you should go to sleep now to have the koichos for tonight. I think that's very easy to slip up. Just tell the children you should go to sleep because you should go to sleep. Okay, you should go from my side.
On a practical